USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States and more than 100 other countries said Sunday that they expect the Taliban to allow safe and orderly travel out of Afghanistan after the final withdrawal of U.S. troops on August 31st. In a joint statement, the coalition of countries called on the Taliban government to keep their promise that there will be freedom to travel after U.S. forces leave and that they would not retaliate against those Afghans who had worked with U.S. personnel during their time there. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that the U.S. cannot take the Taliban at its word, but tells NBC's Meet the Press that the international community expects it to fulfill its promises.
A very senior Taliban official went on television and radio across the country and repeatedly assured people in Afghanistan that they would have the freedom to travel after August 31st. He even specifically said those who work for the Americans and those who want to leave for whatever reason will have that freedom. Now, of course, we don't take the Taliban at their word. We take them by their deed, and that's what we're going to be looking to.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website, look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Some experts believe that leaving Afghanistan will create more national security risks for the U.S. Brad Bernards has more.
President Biden is sticking to his August 31st deadline to remove troops from Afghanistan. George Mason National Security Law Director Jamil Jaffer has another view.
The truth is, though, for 20 years, we've been safe at home in the United States from a mass casualty terrorist attack precisely because we've been fighting this conflict over there and keeping al-Qaeda and ISIS on the run. We saw what happened in 2013 when we pulled out precipitously out of Iraq. That caused us to have more terrorist threats. We had to go back in. I predict the same thing will happen here.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the state of West Virginia has seen its highest number of COVID-19 cases since the peak of the pandemic in January. The state reported more than 5,300 new cases last week, the highest since the middle of January. It's the latest in a series of surges driven by the more contagious Delta variant of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have taken issue with President Biden's decision to keep to the August 31st deadline to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Congressman Hakeem Jeffries believes that the decision to withdraw was still the right one. The New York Democrat tells Vox News that the military should be recognized for their mass evacuation operation at the Kabul airport.
First of all, you know, our hearts break for the tragic loss of those 13 brave members of the military who gave their life in service to this country and paid the ultimate sacrifice. I think the decision to withdraw from Afghanistan was exactly the right one. Certainly, it's been a tumultuous few weeks, though it is important to note that more than 114,000 Americans and Afghan allies and women and vulnerable children have been evacuated over the last 2 weeks. That's an extraordinary accomplishment, thanks to our military and the administration. And that actually is an example of American exceptionalism as well. And that shouldn't get lost in the totality of what we have witnessed.
And a majority of Americans believe that U.S. forces should remain in Afghanistan until all Americans and Afghan allies can be evacuated out. The ABC News Ipsos poll found that 84% of respondents want the U.S. to stay until all American citizens can be evacuated, with 71% saying that we should stay until we get all of those Afghans who worked with the U.S. out of the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.